I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. After Governor Brian Kemp's State of the State address, Senator Harold Jones II of Augusta delivered the Democratic response. Jones says one of the main issues his party will focus on is improving health care for Georgians.
The answer lies with Medicaid expansion. Medicaid expansion is the answer for families who are struggling with whether to pay their light bill or their doctor bill.
Jones also called for improvements to the education system and a $15 minimum wage for all Georgians. You can find the full State of the State address and the Democratic response at gpb.org. Well, after a contentious gubernatorial race against newly elected Governor Brian Kemp, Stacey Abrams is launching a thank you tour across the state. Abrams will begin the tour in Albany on Monday. The former House Democratic leader hasn't stated what her next move in politics will be. Well, thanks to a grant of more than $80,000 from an Atlanta-based business, the Martin Luther King Jr. National Historical Park in Atlanta is reopening in time for Monday's holiday. The park, which has been closed since the partial government shutdown began last month, will open tomorrow through the Super Bowl weekend at the beginning of February. The AJC reports that the grant comes from Delta Airlines. Delta CEO Ed Bastian says the company wanted to ensure that King's historical landmarks would be accessible to the public. The new president of Georgia Southern University has been named. The Board of Regents Thursday named Kyle Marrero as president of the college, which has campuses in Statesboro, Savannah, and Hinesville. He's currently president of the University of West Georgia. Jamie Hebert left Georgia Southern last year for the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Marrero will take over at Georgia Southern on April 1st. And Southwest Georgia's largest medical center has a new leader. Thursday, the Phoebe Putney Health System announced that J. Scott Steiner would become president and CEO on March 1st. He succeeds Joel Wernick, who is retiring after heading the Albany Hospital for 30 years. Steiner will oversee four hospitals, several clinics, and specialty physician offices that serve 500,000 people. And in sports, Georgia Southern's football coach is set to stay on until 2023. WSAV reports the school and the coach, Chad Lunsford, have agreed in principle to a pay raise and a one-year extension to Lunsford's current contract. The Board of Regents still needs to approve the deal. Details won't be made public unless it's approved. Georgia Southern capped off a 10-3 season in 2018 with a victory in the Camilla Bowl. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.